The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, finally, this morning, we've all heard by now Joe Biden quoting Seamus Heaney so often. But does poetry have a place in the corporate world, and should business leaders use it in speeches? Or is that just a bit naff? Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
As Yeats put it, because I had to quote an Irish poet, and Seamus Heaney was taken. Think where man's glory most begins and ends, and say my glory was I had such friends.
Poetry and business are possibly the most unlikely of bedfellows. Yet more and more, we see not only politicians quoting poetic lines, but also CEOs, founders, and business leaders.
The business leaders want to emulate some of the great speech makers that they see.
Owen Thomas McDermott is Managing Director of the Communications Clinic.
So they often use some of the rhetorical devices that they would see politicians using.
A quote must be carefully chosen.
Because first of all, it needs to be authentic to the speaker. And this is something that business leaders really need to consider, that it has to be authentic to them and that their audience would expect them to have A, read that particular poem, or B, have read a book at all.
If I were a poet, I would write a sonnet. It would say I love you. Your name would be on it.
While business may be trying to get into poetry, poets seem to have largely avoided the topic of business, as Samantha McCochrane, business editor for the Sunday Independent, says.
T.S. Eliot spent many years, almost a decade, working for Lloyd's Bank of London, at one point describing where he worked as being in a dark, airless basement, so I'm sure a lot of office workers can relate to that. Funnily enough, he didn't reflect that in his poetic works. In one poem, The Wasteland, there were a few lines. At the violent hour, when the eyes and back turn upward from the desk, when the human engine waits like a taxi throbbing, waiting. I don't know if that adds very much to the poetic works in terms of business insights, but it is one of the few references that T.S. Eliot made in his works.
When I was in business, I did not dare let anyone I worked with know I was a poet.
Dana Gioia is often called the businessman poet. He was vice president of General Foods in the US, while simultaneously pursuing a successful career in poetry.
You know, because it just would have complicated my life. You know, they would say, well, you know, if Gioia is a poet, we better start checking his arithmetic. You know, because there was a sense that, you know, if you were this kind of airy-fairy sort of person, you know, you were not capable of practical decisions.
Dana is glad to see poetry pop up more in business settings.
People need poetry. People need concise, moving, memorable language to express important things in their life. And there was a period of about 30 or 40 years where the kind of intellectual, academic world managed to kind of make a barrier between the average person and poetry. The appetite for poetry, I think, was filled very much by pop music, you know, which is a kind of poetry.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song.
Bibi Ashley is a PhD student in Queen's University Belfast. Her debut collection of poetry, Gold Light Shining, is in part inspired by Harry Styles.
Poems exist within a certain context, and when you take a line out of a poem, you can change that context. And I think that can be a very dangerous thing, especially in like a political sense. But Biden's reading was very enigmatic. So when you share poetry in that way, you're kind of asking all the people around you and all these people in this room to kind of share this same moment.
Watermelon sugar, strawberries on a summer evening. Baby, you're
My name is Anne-Marie Nicaragne. I'm a poet, I think there are lots of ways that writers and poets and business people can actually potentially work together. Heathrow Airport had a writer in residence. There's a long tradition of hotels having writers in residence. Tottenham Hotspur Football Club and many others have had poets in residence. Definitely business people and leaders at the very early stages of their entrepreneurship or planning often look to creative people in terms of helping ideas generation.
So to finish, here's Bibi Ashley.
Okay, so this poem is called Never Going Back Now. Nobody knew I would spend the next year writing about flares with flora and fauna print. I think most about the yellow silk trousers, their shelves of potted plants climbing the inseam. Nearly always a continent away, I wait in the wrong time zone for lights up, for pixels of dry ice and smoke to clear in the poor connection of the periscope. It wasn't until the embellishments of Basel that I started preparing for next year's silhouette. With a travel scholarship with beauty papers, I elaborate on a Peter Pan collar and pearls.
Watermelon sugar. Liam Garrity reporting there. Well, that's all we have time for this week.